Good morning. We received one bid on track 44487, advertised as 199.4 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 69.48 acres. 69.48 acres. The bidder is Crew Energy, LLC. Crew Energy, LLC. The bid is for a five-year primary term with a cash payment of $14,250. $14,250, or a per-acre value of $205.09. Annual rentals are $7,125. $7,125. Royalties are 22%. We received one bid on track 44488, advertised as 240 acres, and the bid is for a portion containing 60.47 acres. 60.47 acres. The bidder is Crew Energy, LLC. Crew Energy, LLC. The bid is for a five-year primary term with a cash payment of $12,400. $12,400, or a per-acre value of $205.06. Annual rentals are $6,200. $6,200. Royalties are 22%. We received one bid on track 44489, advertised as 29 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Acadian Land Services, LLC. Acadian Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $8,700. $8,700, or a per-acre value of $300. Annual rentals are $4,350. $4,350. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 44490, advertised as 10 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Square Mile Energy, LLC. Square Mile Energy, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $4,510. $4,510, or a per-acre value of $451. Annual rentals are $2,255. $2,255. Royalties are 23%. We received one bid on track 44491, advertised as 159 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 6.087 acres. 6.087 acres. The bidder is Hillcore Energy One LP. Hillcore Energy One LP. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $1,065.23. $1,065.23, or a per-acre value of $175. Annual rentals are $532 $532.62. $532.62. Royalties are 21%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 44492, 44493, 9495, or 96. We did receive one bid on track 44497, advertised as 73.88 acres. The bid is for the entire tract, and the bidder is Antrim Exploration, LLC. Antrim Exploration, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of 81,268 acres. 81,268 dollars. Or a per acre value of $1,100. Let me repeat, the track is 44497. It was for a 3 year primary term with a cash payment of $81,268. $81,268, or a per acre value of $1,100. Annual rentals are $40,634. $40,634. Royalties are 21%. We received one bid on track 44498. Advertised as 614.43 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Oxbow Lignite Company, LLC. Oxbow Lignite Company, LLC. This is a bid for lignite or coal mining lease. The primary term will be for 10 years with a maximum term of 40 years. The maximum mining depth will be 220 feet. The bonus consideration will be $184,329. $184,329. Or a per acre value of $300. Initial rental payment shall be $245,772. $245,772. Or a per acre value of $400. Annual rental payments will be $400 per acre. Maximum guaranteed production royalty will be $500 per acre. Maximum guaranteed production royalty shall be $500 per acre. The bid is for 5% FOB, the mine site, for lignite sold to third party. 5% FOB, the mine site, lignite sold to third party. $1.75 per ton for lignite used by lessee or an affiliate. $1.75 per ton for lignite used by lessee or an affiliate. 16.67% FOB, the mine site, for other minerals and substances sold. 16.67% FOB, the mine site, for other minerals and substances sold. $500 per acre for liquidated damages. $500 per acre for liquidated damages, $200 per acre for annual reclamation rental payments, $200 per acre for annual reclamation rental payments, 16.67% value of sale for coal bed gas royalties that the lessee sells. 16.67% value of the sale for coal bed gas royalties where it is sold by the lessee. And finally, 16.67% of the fair market value at the time of production for coal bed gas royalties that the lessee uses. 16.67% of the fair market value at the time of production for coal bed gas royalties that is used by the lessee. We received one bid on track 44499, advertised as 4.43 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is JM Exploration Company, LLC. JM Exploration Company, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $1,107.50. $1,107.50, or a per acre value of $250. Annual rentals are $553.75. $553.75. Royalties are 22.5%. And that will complete the opening and reading of the bids for today's lease sale. Thank you.
We will adjourn the opening of the bids meeting. The committee meetings will begin around 9:30. Thank you.
Watch what you say.
Exactly. Lease review committee will come to order. I'm going to start with calling the roll. Mr. Arnold. Mr. Segura.
Here.
Mr. Schutz. Mr. Cordero.
Here.
Mr. Lambert. Mr. Morton. Mr. Sanders. Mr. Smith.
Here.
Mr. Hake.
Here.
We have a quorum. The committee is convened. We're going to begin by receiving an update and staff recommendations on three state leases. And for purposes of presenting that update and the staff recommendations, I designate Mr. Jason Falgo.
Thank you. Chairman Brugette and members of the board, I'm here to present the lease review agenda today. All the board members should have a binder containing information related to this agenda. Let's start with how many active leases there are. 1,541 active leases covering nearly 640,000 acres. The G&E staff reviewed since the last board meeting some 123 leases covering approximately 33,000 acres. And of that 123, there are three leases discussed in more detail today. Let's begin with State Lease 724 in the Four Owl Dome Field. Hillcorp Energy is our lessee. Committee last reviewed this lease on January 14, 2015. The board adopted the committee's recommendation, and Hillcorp was granted until December 11, 2015 to submit a plan of development, including the drilling of a new well on or affecting State Lease 724, or submit a release that's acceptable to the staff. By letter dated December 9, 2015, Hillcorp reported the following lease activities. They performed two recompletions of the LL&E State Lease Unit 22, number 8 well, at a cost of approximately $560,000, and achieved production rates of approximately 172 barrels per day and 4 million cubic feet a day. Newly acquired additional seismic data in the field at the cost of $354,000. Their current future plans include in early 2016 of the two well inventory. They're proposing to recomplete at least one. They plan to spend additional $106,000 on seismic reprocessing. As you can tell in this report, they did not drill a new well. With the commodity prices the way they are, most of our lessees are just seeking to maintain their leasehold by production. With that, the staff is recommending accepting their status update, and they be granted until December 14, 2016 to provide another status update on their activities on the lease.
Okay.
Are there any questions? Moving on to Grand Isle Block 18 field and Grand Isle Block 16 field, Energy 21 is our lessee. They referenced in a letter to us that on August 17, 2015, that Energy 21 did enter into a confidentiality agreement with a potential partner for future prospecting evaluation over this field. State Lease 797, the committee last reviewed this lease on December 11, 2014. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to accept Energy 21's report and that they provide a status update by December 9, 2015. On activities affecting the lease. By letter dated November 30, 2015, they reported that their State Lease 797 number M-13 well continues to produce and maintain the lease. Their recompletion efforts on the State Lease 797 number M-1 sidetrack 2 remains postponed due to a tool stuck in the hole.
So I have to ask Jason, what's stuck in the hole?
I'm not exactly sure what tool that is.
Just curious.
Yes, sir. But I certainly can get that information to you.
No, it's not important. I just wanted to know.
The staff is recommending accepting Energy 21's report and that they provide a status update by December 14th on activities on affecting this lease. Moving on to State Lease 799, Grand Isle Block 16. The committee last reviewed this lease on June 10, 2015. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to accept Energy 21's report and that they provide a status update by December 9th on activities on this lease. By letter dated November 30th, they reported the lease is currently being maintained by the State Lease 799 BB number 2 well. They continue to work their seismic data set against the Grand Isle Salt Dome. They had a prospect called the Ambrister play, but that has been postponed indefinitely until market prices improve. Staff is recommending accepting Energy 21's report, and they provide a status update by December 14th, 2016 on their activities. That concludes my portion. There are no force majeure updates today.
Thank you, Jason. I appreciate that. Do we have a motion to accept the staff's recommendations with regard to state leases 724, 797, and 799?
I'll make a motion.
Second. Got a motion by Mr. Smith, seconded by Mr. Hike. Is there any board discussion of that motion? Any public comment on that motion? Does anyone object to the motion? Hearing no objection, the motion is passed and the recommendations are accepted. Is there any new business or further business of the committee?
Move to adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn. Do I have a second? We have a second by Mr. Smith. Any objection to the motion to adjourn? Hearing none, the committee is adjourned.
I'd like to call to order the Nomination and Tract Evaluation Committee meeting. This time we'll have a roll call. Mr. Arnold, Mr. Segura.
Here.
Mr. Bruyette.
Here.
Mr. Smith.
Here.
Mr. Hike.
Hodges.
Here. We have a quorum. I also appointed Emil Fontenot as my designee to present the agenda. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Cordero, ladies and gentlemen. Approval by the board was previously granted to staff to process and advertise 13 tracts in the official journal of the parish, official journal of the state, and in the official journal of the parishes, wherein the land is located for today's lease sale. For the January 14th, 2015 mineral lease sale, this office received 96 nominations for advertisement. 7 nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the March 9, 2016 mineral lease sale are pending approval by the board for advertising. For the March 11, 2015 mineral lease sale, this office received 23 nominations for advertisement. The staff recommends that they be given authority to advertise the aforementioned nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the March 9, 2016 mineral lease sale.
Okay, thank you. I need a motion and second to accept staff's motion by Mr. Bruyette, second by Mr. Hike. Any public comment? Comment from the committee? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes.
And that completes all of the agenda.
Okay. Motion and second to adjourn the committee. Motion by Mr. Bruyette, second by Mr. Segura. Thank you. Committee's closed. Thank you.
Roll call for the Audit Review Committee. Mr. Hike.
Here.
Mr. Bruyette.
Here.
Mr. Segura.
Here.
Ms. Hodges.
Here.
Mr. Cordero.
Here.
We have a quorum. I appoint Mrs. Newman to please present the agenda.
Thank you. As of December 31st, 2015, field audit collections totaled $252,562, which included $188,756 in exceptions, $56,828 in interest, and $6,978 in penalties. One new audit was engaged during the month, bringing the current number of open audits to 67. Royalties collected in December 2015 totaled $18,227,803 as compared to $38,605,252 for the month of December 2014. Fiscal year-to-date royalty collections totaled $132,801,334 as compared to last year's total of $270,323,271 as of December 2014. Monthly royalty reports submitted in December totaled 357. This included 130 for oil, 167 for gas, and 60 for plant products. The current average oil price per barrel as of December 31st is $38.51. This is compared to the price last year of $60.84. It's also a decrease of $5.37 per barrel since the previous month. Current average gas per MMBTU as of December 31st is $1.88, compared to the same time last year, $3.43. It's also a decrease of 20 cents per MMBTU from the previous month. Item number one is a recoupment request from Gulfport Energy Corporation for an overpayment of $35,753.61. It involves State Lease 340. For the month of September 2015, they paid oil royalties based on incorrect volumes and values. Staff has reviewed the documentation and confirmed the overpayment and recommends that they be allowed to recoup this amount from future royalties.
Thank you. Are there any board questions or comments? Are there any public comments at this time? Need a motion to accept the staff's recommendations on item number one? I have a motion from Mr. Cordero, a second from Mr. Hike. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Item number two is a recoupment request from Gulfport Energy Corporation for an overpayment of $81,457.02. Again, it involves State Lease 340. For the months of October 2014 and January 2015, they paid oil royalties based on incorrect volumes and values. Staff has reviewed the documentation, confirmed the overpayment, and recommends they be allowed to recoup this amount from future royalties.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board?
Move. Accept staff's recommendation.
Are there any public comments at this time? I have a motion from Mr. Segura, second from Mr. Cordero. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Item number three is a staff report on the Swift Energy Operating LLC bankruptcy. Swift filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy on December 31st, 2015. They have been a payer of record since April of 1989. Total royalty paid to date is $344,068,761.09. Swift is actually already under an audit for the period of January 2005 through current. Item number four is a proposed resolution disallowing recoupments during an open audit. Per State Mineral and Energy Board resolution dated April 11, 2007, overpayments based on calculation or related errors in excess of $25,000 for one LU code for the same disposition date and product type and within the same field are subject to audit and board approval prior to recoupment. It has long been the policy of the State Mineral and Energy Board, based on its interpretation of the law, to disallow recoupments while an audit is open and ongoing. Staff recommends adopting this resolution to reaffirm and formalize this board policy and practice. The Attorney General's Office is in agreement with this request.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments from the board?
So this is just a reaffirmation of a current resolution, not a new one.
Yeah, that's correct.
Are there any other questions or comments? Any public comments at this time?
I guess I would add, it's a reaffirmation and clarification, basically. But yes, nothing's changing.
And I move to accept staff's recommendation on the reaffirmation and clarification of this resolution.
And why is that, Ryan? Why do we need to do that? Is there a specific reason?
We just feel like it's, you know, it's something that we want to make clear, you know, back to kind of how you've asked over the years, you know, do we have formal policies, things like that. This has been something that's been done based on board's interpretations over the years. This is something that has been incorporated into other resolutions in the past, but I don't know that we've ever directly spoken to it, so it was just kind of matter of course. We felt like we needed to just reduce it to writing to be sure that we're clear.
I'm for that.
I have a motion on item number four from Mr. Segura, a second from Mr. Hike. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Item number 5 is a staff report to the committee that the election for January 2016 gas royalty is to be paid on a processed basis at the Discovery Plant at LaRose and the C. Robin Plant at Henry for the terms of the State Texaco Global Settlement Agreement.
Thank you, Ms. Newman. I need a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Mr. Cordero, a second for Mr. Segura. The Audit Review Committee is adjourned. Thank you.
All right. At this time, I'll convene the Legal and Title Controversy Committee. I appoint Mr. Emil Fontenot and Mr. Rick Heck to present the items to us.
Roll call.
Oh, I'm sorry. I need a roll call. Mr. Arnold, I'm here. Undersecretary Ms. Hodges, Mr. Bruyere,
here.
Mr. Cordero,
here.
Mr. Lambert, Mr. Morton, Mr. Sanders, Mr. Smith,
here.
Mr. Hike,
here.
And designee of Governor Edwards. We have a quorum, so you can proceed forward with the items. Thank you.
Items 1A through G will be lease extensions. We'll be requesting that you approve.
Okay.
What we're going to do is we're going to, in consideration for our request to extend the primary term of the leases to be mentioned, the rentals will be doubled. The fourth and fifth year rentals will be doubled from the first, second, and third year rentals, and the royalties will be increased. Having said that, item 1A is a request for final approval of a lease extension and an amendment between the State of Louisiana, Freeport-McMoRan, Oil and Gas LLC, Stone Energy Offshore LLC, and Oryx Exploration, Inc., whereas the said parties desire to amend said lease, noting that the current annual rental payment of $13,505 applicable to each of years 1, 2, and 3 of the current primary term shall be increased to $27,010 for each of years 4 and 5 of the extended primary term, and the current royalty percentage of 22.5% shall be increased to 23%, affecting State Lease Number 21326, situated in Lafourche Parish, Louisiana, with further particulars being stipulated in the instrument, which has been duly advertised, and it's going to appear on today's docket as item 1601. 1B is final approval of the lease extension amendment between the state and Freeport-McMoRan et al., where the said parties desire to amend said lease, noting that the current annual rental payment of $6,290 applicable to each of years 1, 2, and 3 of the current primary term shall be increased to $12,580 for each of years 4 and 5 of the extended primary term, and the current royalty percentage of 22.5% shall be increased to 23%, affecting State Lease Number 21327, situated in Lafourche Parish, Louisiana, with further particulars being stipulated in the instrument, which has been duly advertised and appears on today's
Mr. Hike, excuse me, Mr. Hike.
If you don't mind, I'd like to ask, do you actually amend the lease, or is this resolution or motion by the board act to amend the lease?
It'll take an instrument, since it didn't reach the 22,000 feet that we have.
It'll take a separate instrument.
It'll take an instrument, yes, sir.
How is it that you compute the increase in the royalty and the percentage? How does the staff do that?
It was a staff decision as to the reasonable consideration for extending the primary term, what was an adequate consideration.
Is that based upon something that the state has done in the past, some type of policy of some sort?
Traditionally, we increase the royalty and the the rental payment?
No, I mean, I'm talking about in terms of the percentage of increase.
I can answer that, Mr. Hike. Yes, it is a board policy, and we have a written procedure for this. It's a 0.5% increase in the royalty and double the rental. That's the standard terms for a lease extension.
Is that something that has been adopted by?
Yes, sir.
The board or the department, or is that in the purview of the board?
We have board policy resolutions on that.
I
see. We can get copies for you.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Just curious.
Not a problem. We were on item 1B, and as stated before, with further particulars being stipulated in the instrument, which was duly advertised and it appears on today's docket as item 1602. 1G is, I'm sorry, 1C is between the state of Louisiana and Freeport McMoRan et al., whereas the parties desire to amend said lease, noting that the current annual rental payment of $9,872 applicable to each of years 1, 2, and 3 of the current primary term shall be increased to $19,743.20 for each of years 4 and 5 of the extended primary term, and the current royalty percentage excuse me, of 22.5% shall be increased to 23%, affecting state lease numbers 21334, situated in Lafourche Parish, Louisiana, with further particulars being stipulated in the instrument, which was duly advertised and appears on docket on today's docket as item 1603. And I might ask if, with your permission, I will shortcut the particulars of the reading and just get to the rental payments and the royalties, okay, if it's okay with the board. Item 1D is between Freeport McMoRan and the state et al. In the state of Louisiana, where the rentals of $11,137 will be increased to $22,274 for years 4 and 5, and the current royalty of 22.5% shall be increased to 23%, affecting state lease 21335 in Lafourche Parish, and it's going to be on today's docket item at 1604. Item 1E is between the state of Louisiana, Freeport McMoRan et al., where the annual rental of $9,199 shall be increased to $18,396.40 for each of years 4 and 5 of the extended primary term, and the current royalty percentage of 22.5% shall be increased to 23%, affecting state lease 21336 in Lafourche Parish, and it's going to appear on today's docket as 16-05. Item 1F is between the state of Louisiana, Freeport McMoRan et al., where the annual rental payment of $1,488 shall be increased to $2,974.80 for each of years 4 and 5 of the extended primary term, and the current royalty percentage of 22.5% shall be increased to 23%, affecting state lease number 21337 in Lafourche Parish, appearing on today's docket as item 1606. And finally, 1G is a request for final approval of a lease extension and amendment between the state of Louisiana and Sunnyside Resources, Inc., whereby the said parties desire to amend the said lease, noting that the current annual rental of $23,887.50 applicable to each of years 1, 2, and 3 of the current primary term shall be increased to $47,775 for each of years 4 and 5 of the extended primary term, and the current royalty percentage of 20.5% shall be increased to 21%, affecting state lease number 21107. It appears both in East and West Baton Rouge Parishes, Louisiana, with further particulars being stipulated in the instrument, which has been duly advertised, and it appears on today's docket as 16.07. Staff recommends final approval of the aforementioned lease extensions and amendments.
Right. Do you have any questions or discussion on items 1A through G? Any public comment? Staff recommends approval of those items on the docket. All in favor? Or do I have a motion for an approval? Motion by Mr. Smith. Do I have a second? Second by Undersecretary Hodges. All in Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. Item 2.
It is a request for final approval of a settlement and release agreement by and between Occidental Chemical Corporation in the state of Louisiana relative to the value of the salt produced and extracted from the caverns associated with the Oxy Well Number 1, located in Section 41, Township 12 South, Range 13 East in the parish of Assumption, state of Louisiana, with further particulars being stipulated in the instrument which has been duly advertised, and it appears on today's docket as 1608. Staff is going to recommend final approval.
Any questions or discussion on item 2? Any public comment? I have a motion for approval as recommended by staff.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Bruyette, second by Mr. Hike. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. Item 3.
It is a request by Shoreline Southeast LLC for authority to escrow royalties on production from the Shoreline LLNE number 1 well, Upper Descarbus 12 RASUA. That's in Bastion Bay Field, Plaquemines Parish, Louisiana, attributable to the disputed acreage subject to the conditions set forth in Resolution Number 15-06-016. The Upper Descarbus 12 RASUA includes water bottoms covered by the state lease number 21436 that are owned of record and are claimed adversely to the state by the Louisiana Land and Exploration Company, LLC, and Plaquemines Parish Government. The staff has reviewed the request and recommends that the board approve the request effective December the 1st, 2015, and continuing through June the 8th, 2016, board meeting or the date of the next meeting of the board thereafter, should it not meet that month, to allow for evaluation and resolution of the adverse claim.
All right. Any discussions or questions on item 3? Any public comment? Do we have a motion in favor of the staff's recommendation for approval?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Bruyette, second by Mr. Cordero. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Item 4?
Item 4 is going to deal with the new lease form. There are people in the audience who drove down today who were instrumental in giving input to the staff in the drafting of the new lease form that would like to address the board. And there are hard copies of the new proposed lease form up here to my left. And item 4 is a staff request for approval of the proposed new lease form.
Okay. I believe all of you have a copy of the new revised lease form in front of you. The staff has been working, as said, with some interested industry parties to get a final draft of this, and I know they've been working on it even up until recently. So we're open to discussion. Do you have some people that
yes
want to come forward and discuss this?
I'm Tommy Smart with the Onabane Law Firm, and this is Cynthia Nicholson with the Gordon Arata Law Firm. And we'd like to first thank the staff for all the hard work that they've done on the lease form, and for being open to considering our comments and working with us. I think the form itself has come a long, long way from where it started off when it was first introduced and when we first had a public meeting a year and a half ago or so. So I think it's come a long way, and it's due to a lot of hard work by the staff and them being open to considering our comments. That said, the lease form obviously is very sensitive to industry, and of course it's sensitive to y'all as well. And it's something that we're probably going to all have to live with for a while once it's adopted. And there's been a lot of work on the form, especially even in the last month, even with the holidays. And there was work over the weekend, drafts exchanged as late as last night. And the final version of the form has not been posted on the webpage for others in industry to see or comment upon. And there's still some final clerical cleanup that I think needs to be done in the form. There's still an outstanding issue or two that we need to, and Cynthia is going to discuss this more, but that we think need to be considered. So we would suggest that it be deferred to the next meeting, but we're open to whatever, you know, y'all want to do. But again, we appreciate what the staff has done, and we do think some still final work needs to be done to the form to get it right, and right. Also in to be fair to industry, and so that other lawyers get to see it. You know, I'm kind of afraid I didn't catch something and how the lease works, myself. But anyway, I'll let Cynthia comment.
Or not. Apologize, my voice kind of comes in and out, so y'all bear with me if you can't understand me. I completely agree with everything Tommy said.
Can you get a microphone, please?
Okay, sorry. Even then,
I'm closer. Just closer to the mic, that's all.
Okay. I completely agree with everything Tommy said, and I really do appreciate the staff working with us, and we really have all worked very hard on this, but there's still a few things we still need to work on. There's still some terms that we still have to clarify, a few things, like lessee is defined twice. Once in the traditional sense as a lessee, but then there's this other definition, for example, in the back that's very broader, which suggests really doesn't make sense. I think we need to work on that. There are other times or terms that are used improperly or you just clean up. We have some other issues. For example, right now, the way the lease is set up, there's an ambiguity as to whether you might have to pay rentals and deferred rent and deferred payments for development payments in the event there's a unit well off-site. So we'd suggest just a few word changes consistent with what's in the current lease form. We'll clarify that so there won't be any ambiguity about that. Pooling is another provision. I don't know if you want me to cite specific provisions for you, but pooling, for example, in 6D, there's a new provision that's been added to the lease. It's a new concept to address, I understand, the situation where the state is currently unleased in a unit. Someone acquires a state lease. That lessee is actually participating in that unit, and the state wants that party to be responsible and, in effect, pay back royalties to get the state whole. And we understand that situation, but the way the provision, for example, is written right now, it addresses any unitized situation. So if we'd had a situation where the unit was actually formed 10 years ago, it produced 10 years ago, there was a state lease on that acreage, and the state got everything it's entitled to, but now in 2016, someone wants to go ahead and re-enter that unit, drill a new well. The way it's currently written, that party, if they had happened to participate in the prior unit, they'd have to pay the state royalties again on acre, on that well production from that initial well, which really doesn't make sense. And I don't think that's what the state was trying to do. So that's another situation we'd have to really clean up. One of our biggest concerns is the royalty section, to be honest. That's Article 9 of the lease. As the provision is currently written, it talks about value. It says you're entitled to blank percent of the value of the product. There's no definition of value. The only provision in there is one that says value will not be less than fair market value, which may be based upon different indices. So based on that provision, it appears that all of our clients would have to sell in the spot market in order to have a fair market value as of that date, which is not the way the industry works. Would suggest it's really not in your best interest for all of us to sell in the spot market. The way the industry works is when we feel it's best, our clients will enter into long-term contracts or even short-term contracts, but negotiate a price, which hopefully will be higher a lot of times. Perhaps sometimes it will be lower, but obviously they're going to enter into something that is in their best interest and in your best interest because your interests are aligned on what our price is. But if under the current form, we'd be prohibited from doing that because we always have to have fair market value, which, again, is not defined, but I assume it means for any particular day, It's whatever that spot price is. Would suggest to you, we think something along the lines of what's in the current lease form would be more appropriate. The current lease form talks in terms of what are we selling it for? What is the lessee getting for the product? And certainly it takes into consideration whether we have an affiliate sale or a non-affiliate sale. And we all recognize if we sell to an affiliated party, that deserves close scrutiny because that's a completely different situation. And that has to be closely scrutinized. We have to have all sorts of limitations and parameters on that. And we agree with that. But if our clients have gone out and entered into a prudently reasonable negotiated contract with a third party to sell our product, we fully believe that should be taken into consideration as to what the value of the product is. Because, like I said, our interests are going to be aligned. We're going to get the best price we possibly can for the product. The current lease form doesn't talk about, doesn't even address what price we're getting or our contracts. It actually lumps affiliated and non-affiliated sales together, which I really don't think works, and I really don't think that's going to be in anyone's best interest. You know, as we've all talked about, prices are very low right now, and everyone's struggling. And I think to say the state isn't going to allow you to try to do the best you can with prices and try to get out there and negotiate a good contract to tell you you have to sell it in the spot market, that's really going to discourage people from having anything to do with state acreage. It really is. Does that make sense? Does anybody have a question about that? Because that's really, I think, an issue.
Our clients are struggling with it.
Mr. Hike?
Nobody wants to do injustice to the all industry that sits on this board, I'm sure, and we all want a lease that we can live with in the future. There's been a lot of discussion about this over a year. Personally, I didn't understand half of what you said.
I'm sorry.
That's number one. Number two, if you have that many objections, then why didn't you all bring this up before? And thirdly, if you do have that many objections, I'd like to see exactly the areas in which you object so that we can absorb that before we come back into a meeting and try to make a decision on this lease.
Well, sir, I'd be glad to do that, and Stacy can attest. I've actually rewritten this lease several times. I've rewritten several provisions. I've sent the state numerous comments. I've participated in phone calls and meetings here in Baton Rouge.
I'm not casting dispersions on you. It's just that we have to make a decision about this lease, and at some point in time, a decision needs to be made.
And if I may comment, sir, the form was originally, as I recall, and Stacy, y'all can correct me if I'm wrong, was rolled out more in a global fashion, and it got comment, and then it was divided. Then individual provisions that had the most problems, like financial security, insurance, and some other those.
I was waiting for you to come to those areas.
Were worked on,
nothing that you all said in these last few minutes dealt with. Some of the objections that I heard in terms of,
well, because the staff did a good job working with it.
Right.
Okay.
But then what happened was once those more problematical provisions that were brought up front were addressed, the global form was put out again in, I guess, November, and then there was comment allowed up until a few days before the last meeting, and then it got deferred, and so the real hard discussions on and cleaning up the form has been evolving. I mean, we've done a lot of work in the last month, and these issues like the royalty really came more to focus. Maybe they were focused on a year ago, but they came into more focus and discussion in the last 2 weeks.
I can understand that. Let me ask you this. There was no mention, for instance, of Article 13 and 14 dealing with environment. There was no mention about financial security. There was no mention about general liability. There was no mention about death release, which we've had numerous discussions about and concerns about. Are you all in agreement in those particular areas and under those articles as it's written in this proposed lease?
I think most of all those. There might be a word or two cleanup on some of those. But I think those, again, staff worked with us on those.
Okay, good.
And so we're not trying to.
Okay, good.
One exception I'd have is Section 21, which is now the indemnity section. Uh-huh. I think there's one small change we'd request there, but it's similar to what we've done in Article 14, so it'd be similar language. So otherwise, we don't have any revisions to those provisions. And, for example, royalty, when we met back when was December, before the holidays, we did go through the November lease form that we had rewritten with our suggested changes and with our comments on why we thought changes were necessary. At our last meeting, we talked about the royalty provisions. We even had clients phone in. We came up here to meet to talk about their concerns and why. The state told us they would take us under consideration, and it wasn't until, I guess, Sunday's draft that we actually saw the state's reply to our request. So we are trying to work with them.
And I think mainly what we're talking about is mostly cleanup. And that was some of the earlier stuff you talked about. And then as far as a bigger issue was the royalty language. And otherwise, I mean, we're down to, and I'd rather live under the old, personally, I'd rather live under the old form, but I know y'all don't want to do that. So, and this form is going to be more onerous. But I've worked to try to get it the best way I could for my clients.
Well,
and
I was interested particularly in the articles that I mentioned, and you all didn't mention any concerns about those articles, and so I would assume that you're not addressing any changes under those particular articles, 13, 14, 15, 16 particularly.
I don't know if those are the minor ones that you just mentioned. Are those the old section numbers or the new section?
We just changed the section numbers yesterday, I believe. I can confirm what Cynthia are saying. We have made, they've probably commented on every article in the lease form, and on most articles we've come to a meeting of the minds. Like they said, we've worked over the holidays, over the weekend. We were making changes late yesterday afternoon. Probably on the remaining provisions that we haven't reached agreement on, we just simply ran out of time trying to meet today's deadline.
Mostly just cleanup.
But we've had a very good collaborative effort with them, lots of back and forth, and they've had a lot of good suggestions.
And I would say, yes, the ones you're talking about, like I said, the numbering just changed yesterday, as Stacia mentioned. But I think with the exception of perhaps some cleanup for word changes and slight modifications, we have agreed conceptually on all of those.
Good.
So the ones,
that's what I want
I think,
to know.
The other than, like I said, cleaning up some terminology, clarifications, making sure there's no confusion or ambiguity between different articles, I think we basically have it down to six things, and a lot of them are cleanup. Like I said, it's the term lessee is defined twice. I think one of them is overly broad and probably needs to be deleted. The rental and deferred development, we need to make sure that right now those conflict, and I think under certain situations you may be required to pay both of them, which I don't think is what the state intended. So I think we need just to have some notwithstanding language to help clarify that. The pooling provision that I talked about, well, the way it's written, it's a little too broad, and I think Tracy agrees we probably need to narrow that. We just didn't have time to. The royalty, which I'll come back to. And then the other two were just minor cleanup. So royalty, I think, is really the one we have the big issue with. And I apologize. I realize I've been doing oil and gas for almost 35 years, so I apologize if I speak at a higher level just because, I mean, that's I grew up with. My dad's an oil and gas lawyer. He's the errata and Gordon errata, so that's all I know. So I apologize.
No problem.
But the royalty, I guess, I think of royalty as you've agreed to lease it to me, the lessee, and I agree to give you a percentage of what I receive. And that's the way I've always thought of royalty to be. And that's the way the current lease is. The current lease recognizes that you're entitled to a percentage of what I've gotten for our product, what we've produced from the lease. This new lease form's completely gotten away from that. It doesn't mention anything about what price I got. It doesn't mention my contract to sell it. It merely talks about the value of the product completely independent of what I, the lessee, receive. Now, almost all of the provisions talk about, they do have provisions that talk about what I got, but that's mostly talking about what I can deduct or what I can or cannot deduct from what I'm paying you. But for the most part, it's just, it says value, but it doesn't define value. So I guess I'm at a loss. The prior lease ties value or percentage to my contract.
Ma'am, I understand your argument. I tend to agree with that. I mean, you know, obviously, unless I learn something differently, I understand what you're saying. Okay.
That right now is our substantive largest concern argument with this lease.
Yeah. Well, that would be a concern if I was sitting in your seat also. I wasn't quite sure where you were going with the various changes you were talking about, and those that were of interest to me primarily were the articles that I just mentioned.
And okay. For the most part, like I said, we have some clerical things and a few changes to clarify, but for the most part, the staff has been great. They've worked with us. They've listened to us. We've tried to be reasonable going back and forth to come up with something we think that's reasonable to our clients, but also reasonable to the state because, I mean, we live here. We want to protect the state's rights too. But royalty, I think this is really the one, and that's why I really think we need to sit down and think about what's the best way to handle it that's fair and makes sense and continue, you know, our clients continue to want to invest in our state.
Chairman.
Yes, Mr. Bruyette.
Great. I want to thank you for being here today and clarifying some of this. It makes a lot of sense to me, and I agree with Mr. Hike's comments regarding your concerns about royalty. That makes sense to me as well. Value is a pretty opaque and abstract concept to a lot of folks. Just one quick question on Article 21 on the hold harmless. You mentioned that you wanted some cleanup, or you suggested some cleanup. What is that? What are you specifically pointing to?
Well, if I could, first, if we could look at Article, I think it's 14. So I can show you how we handled it there. And I apologize since we just changed the numbering. The state just changed the numbering. I'm still
14 on mine is environmental damage.
Exactly.
21 is indemnity and hold harmless on the document that I'm working on.
But I just want to show you how we changed it in 14.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So if you look on page 30.
Okay.
Which is Article 14B.
It may not be there, 30. That's y'all's red line.
Oh, it's our red line. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. Mine is page 21.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm looking at a red line.
Listen, shall indemnify, defend, and hold harmless.
It's about halfway down, and it talks about the lessee.
Mm-hmm.
About by the lessee or any of its subcontractors, invitees, or any of the assigns or sub-lessees of lessees whose assignment has not yet been approved. So here we're talking about what's the lessee's responsibility for environmental damages. Now, we've agreed that the lessee, of course, is responsible for itself and any of its contractors.
This is Article 14B.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm showing it what we did in 14. This is an environmental. It's 14B.
Page 21. Down around line 42 and 43 or 44, 45 of our document.
Yeah, Tommy just pulled it up for me. It's on page 21, around line 43.
Yeah, got it.
Mm-hmm. If you'll see here, this is talking about the lessee's responsibility for environmental damages. And what we've agreed to not just the lessee, and of course its representative, its contractors, et cetera, we've actually broadened it to include its assignees and successors in the event the lease the assignment hasn't been approved yet. Okay? So we've agreed that lessee should be responsible for its assignee if the assignment hasn't been approved. We would suggest when we look at Article 21, Article 21, it's on page, 28, line 35, looks like 34, 35,
mm-hmm.
where we talk about lessees, successors, assigns. We suggest that same language should be here, that the indemnity from the lessee should, of course, be the lessee. It should include its contractors, employees, agents. We're going to be responsible for all of that. And we agree here it should include, again, successors, assigns, but again with the qualification to the extent the assignment hasn't been approved yet. But that would be our suggested change in this provision. So the lessee is responsible for successors and assigns only if the assignment hasn't been approved. And that would be consistent with what we've agreed to already in the environmental damage section.
Okay, I see that.
That's our change there.
Okay, thank you for that. I appreciate
Certainly.
That.
Yeah. Certainly. I mean, if you'd like, there's one other small change in section 19B. I don't know if y'all would like to address that.
You can go ahead.
While we're on a roll or no?
Mr. Height.
What about the issue of depth? That was a discussion we had. And where is that addressed in the lease?
It didn't make it into the final lease form.
It didn't make it into the final lease form. Hmm.
So we didn't have any objections to it.
I understand that you didn't. I understand why now.
The debt issue.
But let me ask you this. Isn't it true that Texas has a depth restriction?
Sir, I don't practice in Texas. I'll be honest. I have no idea.
You said you had a small issue with one more thing.
19B.
Okay, go ahead. I don't want to go through the whole lease, but if you want to mention that.
This would be on page 27, line 6, 5 or 6, it looks like. If you'll see in the beginning of the agreement, we've worked together and gone back and forth and agreed on what the term restore means. So the parties have agreed that's now a defined term in the beginning of the document, what restoration or restore. I think in this last draft, this term to its original condition was accidentally put in there, and that probably needs to be removed because restore now contains the entire definition. I think, Stacy, would you agree with me? Okay.
What? Explain that again.
Restore, the term capital R restore, as used here in the end of the prior line, is a defined term in the beginning. And restore incorporates what that means as far as original condition.
So therefore, you don't think you need to put original condition?
Yeah, we really don't, because that might conflict with the actual definition. And if you look every other place we've used restore, this is... It just says restore because that's a complete term. So that term just needs to come out. And I guess I have the same concerns Tommy did. I mean, we've been working with the state, and I'm sure he's done the same thing we are. I've obviously kept a few clients who've been interested involved, telling what we're doing, sharing drafts with them, explaining. But even the ones I've talked to, you know, I talked to one last night on my way home, and she said, "You just got a draft? It's being voted on tomorrow? What does it say?" You know, and obviously we're involved, and we appreciate the state letting us help them and be involved in it. But there are obviously a lot of other parties in the state who are very interested in this. And I really think they would like the opportunity to read the lease before it's voted on.
Anything else?
I don't think so. Tommy?
No, not from me.
I got another.
Mr. Height?
To Stacy. There was a lot of discussion about this depth issue, if I remember correctly. And initially, it was being considered by the department and the staff. When and where did the decision, when and where was the decision made not to include it?
We'll have to check the minutes, but it was a couple of board meetings ago, maybe October or November. That's when we'll have to check the minutes to be sure, but it's been in the last few months.
Was it in the last draft that we reviewed? Do you recall?
No, sir, I don't believe it was. I think when we were, as Tommy explained, how we had different articles that we published at different times, I think at that time when we brought that article up, that's when we recommended that the board exclude it.
You remember the reason staff recommended the board exclude it?
It was, Mr. Vaughn, I don't know if he's in the room, he did a presentation on that issue, and Mr. Falcon can comment, but it's a very, very complex issue, and we just weren't prepared technologically to handle it at this time. We recommended that the board revisit it in a couple of years.
That's exactly the point. It was that we didn't abandon the issue. We ran into difficulties trying to come up with appropriate language. Mr. Vaughn did, in fact, make a presentation. So the idea was to defer it to allow us to get to this new lease form with the understanding that we would come back and revisit that issue. So it's not abandoned, Mr. Hike. It's somewhat less pressured now with the price of oil.
Yeah, I
understand.
Given
the cost of the ultra-deeps and such. So we deferred it so that we could move forward.
Was a motion made to defer it, or do you recall?
I'm pretty certain there was an actual motion, or there certainly was a consensus openly here.
I believe there was. I believe, Mr. Hike, you were the only one to object to that motion, if my memory serves me.
I'm getting old. Don't remember sometimes. Okay, thank you.
There's a lot of those. All right. Is there anyone else that has any comments concerning the lease? We thank you all for coming here today. Thank you for, we know you've worked with the staff. We want a new lease form, and we want an improved one, not one that's onerous, but one that's amicable. But we also want to have a finite time that we finish this and put it into, put it into an agreement that we can move forward with. So, thank you. The thing is, thank you for coming. The staff has recommended approval. I know, as they have said today, there were changes that were made up until last night. We have the lease form in front of us. It may be that the board wants to review this before and consider some of these issues that the two of them have put forth in front of us today. So I'm asking the board, what's your pleasure, how you would like to proceed?
Move to defer it to next board meeting, if that would be appropriate.
We have a motion by Mr. Hype.
Second that.
To defer the approval of the lease form, new lease form, till next meeting. We have a second by Mr. Bruyette. Any other questions or discussion? Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. Good, thank you. And
thank
suggest you.
You
get with the staff with your issues. Thank you.
That completes the items for legal and title today.
All right. That's all the items on the legal title and title controversy committee. Do I have a motion to adjourn legal and title controversy committee? Motion to adjourn?
Moved
by Mr. Bruyette. Second by Mr. Hike. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries.
Morning. Roll call for the docket review committee. Mr. Hike.
Here.
Mr. Bruyette.
Here.
Mr. Segura.
Here.
Mr. Arnold. Mrs. Hodges.
Here.
Mr. Cordero.
Here.
We have a quorum. I call the docket review committee to order, and I appoint Mr. Dennis to please present the agenda.
Thank you. The staff of the Petroleum Lands Division of the Office of Mineral Resources has reviewed those items requiring board approval for the January 13, 2016 docket and recommends the following. For Category A, state agency leases, there were no items submitted for this category. For Category B, state lease transfers, please approve items 1 through item number 5, item number 6 through item number 8, approved subject to the approval of the governor. Please approve items number 9 through item 21. Item 22, approved subject to the approval of the governor. Please approve items number 23 through items 30. For category C, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries State Agency lease transfers, please approve items 1 through item number 4. For category D, advertised proposals, please approve items 1 through items number 8, and this will complete the staff's recommendation to the docket review committee.
Thank you. Were there any questions from the board? comments? Are there any public comments at this time? Need a motion to accept the staff's recommendation. I have a motion from Mr. Arnold, a second from Mr. Segura. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. I need a motion to adjourn the docket review. Mr. Cordero, a second. I have a second from Ms. Hodges. All in favor? Any opposed? The docket review committee is now adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. I'd like to call our regular meeting and lease sale for January 3rd.
Mr. Arnold. Mr. Segura.
Here.
Ms. Hodges.
Here.
Mr. Cordero.
Here.
Mr. Sanders. Mr. Smith.
Here.
Mr. Bruyette.
Here.
Mr. Morton. Mr. Lambert. Mr. Hike.
Here.
Governor Edwards. Mr. Chairman, we have 7 members present and a quorum.
Item 2 is the approval. That was 15 minutes. So move.
He's not on. He's not on.
Check 1. See, here we go. No problem. All the members have received the copy of the minutes from the December meeting. Can I have a motion to approve?
Move to accept those minutes.
Move by Mr. Gura, second by Mr. Hike. Any comments from the board members? Any comments from the public? Is anyone opposed to approval of the minutes? Hearing none, the minutes are approved. Item 3 is the adoption of committee recommendations. A, lease review committee. B, nomination and track committee. C, audit committee. D, legal and title controversy committee. And E, docket review committee. A motion to approve those committee recommendations.
Move.
So
move by Mr. Bruyette and second by Mr. Hike. Any comments or questions from the board? Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed to this motion? Hearing none, motion carries and approved. Item 4 is to go to executive session for a briefing.
Move to go on executive session.
Move by Mr. Gura, second by Mr. Smith. Any comments or questions from the board? Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed to this motion? Hearing none, it is approved, and we're in executive session. Thank you. I'll take a motion to come out of executive session, please.
Yeah.
So move by Mr. Hank, second by Mr. Segura. Any comments or questions from the board? Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed to us coming out of executive session? Hearing none, we are out of executive session. You have staff recommendations, please. Ms. Devon.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. We had a bid today on a lignite lease, and the staff.
Yeah, I think I'm going to need to recuse myself from this item.
Okay.
Let the minutes recognize that Mr. Cordero has recused himself from the lignite lease discussion and vote. Okay.
On the bid from the lignite lease, for the lignite lease from Oxbow Mining Company, the staff recommends that bid be accepted. In reading the bid, Mr. Fontenot read the minimum, he read it as the maximum guaranteed production royalty, where it should have been the minimum guaranteed production royalty is $500 per acre. So we just wanted to correct that.
Thank you, sir.
As to the remaining bids, the staff is recommending that all of those bids be accepted.
Thank you. You have heard the staff's report and recommendations. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Move by Mr. Burina, second by Mr. Hike. Any comments or questions from the board members? Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries and the leases are approved and awarded. Thank you. Item six is any announcements?
Yes, sir. The total for today's lease sale is $307,629.73, bringing the fiscal year-to-date total to just under $4.5 million. And we have one board member with a birthday in January. That's Secretary Schutz with a birthday on January 28th. So congratulations to him.
Thank you. There be no further business before the board. Take a motion to adjourn, please.
Move to adjourn.
Move by Mr. Segura, second by Mr. Bourrier. Anyone opposed? Hearing none, we are adjourned. Thank you.